This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I'd like to call to order the Senate Ag and Natural Resource Committee. At this time, I'd like to greet the listeners that are joining us on the Internet, and I'd also like to welcome all the guests that have taken time to join us in this committee. At this time, I would like the very able Pages to come on up. Tell us a little bit about yourself and also what your future might hold. And you'll have to hit the microphone button.
My name is Caitlin Van Dusseldorp, and I go to school at Stanley County High School just across the river. Next year, I plan to attend the Minneapolis College of Art and Design to obtain a degree in illustration.
Wow.
I am Grace Treves. I go to school in Hovind, South Dakota. My family farm ranch is out there. Next year, I plan to go to SDSU for nursing.
Future looks bright. I'm sure that if you have some opportunity to talk to the folks at Game Fish and Parks, they might be able to use your skills later. At this time, I would like to remind everyone to be sure and shut their cell phones off. And at the last meeting, I was fooling with a timer, and I had an alarm go off. So I would like one of the Pages to come up and make sure everyone has a piece of jerky. If anyone else would like to test the chairman, if your cell phone goes off, you'll have that privilege the next meeting. At this time, the secretary will call the roll.
Senators Blair.
Here.
Ewing.
Here.
Come.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Soholt. Is excused. Foster. Is excused. Heinert.
Here.
Youngberg.
Here.
Kamak.
Here.
There is a quorum.
We have a quorum. This time I would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes last meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Youngberg, seconded by Senator Klum. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Minutes are approved. At this time, I would like to remind anyone that wishes to testify before the committee to be sure that you sign in at the podium and make sure that you sign in legibly. Also, I'd like to remind any testifiers that if you have any handouts, make sure that you make use of our very able Pages. And any questions that come before the committee will be addressed through the chair. And at this time, we will begin by considering executive appointment, and the executive appointment that we'll take up at this time will be the appointment of Travis Bees, Custer County, Fairburn, South Dakota, to the Game Fish and Parks Commission. Does anyone or the individual wish to speak on their behalf?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Kelly Hepper, Secretary of Game Fish and Parks. I'm here representing Jason Simmons this morning at the governor's office, and thank you for that turkey. That was excellent. Is that from your place?
I don't have to say.
Okay. All right. Just wondering. It's at least made out of meat products of some sort.
It's from a carcass, yes.
All right. Thank you very much. It gives me a great pleasure this morning to rise up in support of Mr. Travis Bees for the appointment to the Game Fish and Parks Commission for 4 years. As you mentioned in your introduction, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Bees owns a very beautiful piece of property in central South Dakota. He's a cow calf producer. He's been very active in a lot of interaction with the commission in the past and with our staff. He's very well respected, and he's going to bring, I think, just an excellent balance to the board that we need. And I think when you run a big operation like Mr. Bees has done, you learn that relationship between wildlife and the importance of that balance with the producers. And so I think he's very well versed in what we think about as far as sustainable farming and sustainable ranching also for wildlife. These jobs are they're volunteer jobs. They get paid for some travel time, that's it. And it always takes a special individual, somebody who wants to spend their time and volunteer and deal with these issues, whether it's elk management in the Black Hills, which is near and dear to Mr. Bees, or whether it's deer management plans or, non-meandering waters. I mean, all these things are very controversial and they're important to our state. So I really do appreciate people like Mr. Bees standing up to the plate and saying, I want to serve for the public. And since we're not, your $10,000 is a lot more than they get as a volunteer. So, Mr. Chairman, hope you support this confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on their behalf?
Good morning. I just would like to...
State your name. Yeah, the mic. Oops, excuse me.
There you go. Travis Beast. I'd just like to take this time and thank Governor Noem and you folks for giving me this opportunity to do this next adventure here. I was a county commissioner for 12 years in Custer County, and that's over now, and I'm just looking for a new job, and I really appreciate your support to allow me to do this. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on the behalf of the appointee? Seeing none, we will close the testimony and bring it back to the committee. Are there any questions by the committee? Is there any further discussion by the committee? I do have a comment. Travis and I have known each other for a good long time. I'm very familiar with him and his operation, and I know that he'll do a great job on the Game Commission, both from an aspect of a producer side, but also hunting and someone that really appreciates wildlife. So I'm glad to see you're here today. At this time, I would entertain a motion of advice and consent. It's been moved by Senator Youngberg, seconded by Senator Klum. Are there any further comments? Senator Blair.
I would just like to thank Mr. Beast for taking on this responsibility. It's a thankless job sometimes, but it's one that's very necessary. We've been very blessed to have people that have stepped up from the community to be involved in this process, and I encourage you along the way to hang in there. But thank you for doing this. It's commendable that you're doing it. Thank you.
Okay. Any further comments? I do have one more comment. I believe the hardest job in government is school board. Second hardest is county commission, and you're jumping into the third hardest job. So with that, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Blair.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Kalm.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soholtz excused. Foster's excused. Heinert.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Mac.
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
Vote is unanimous. We will send the recommendation down to the floor to advise the appointment of Travis Beast, Custer County, South Dakota, Fairburn, to the Game Fish and Parks Commission.
Mr. Chair, I move consent.
It's been moved consent by Senator Klum, seconded by Senator Youngberg. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? It'll go to the floor on the consent calendar. At this time, I would like to ask the permission of the committee. We had a bit of a communication gap, and there's an additional appointee that has not been appointed to our committee yet, but he is present today, and with the approval of the committee, I would like to be able to hear his testimony. We're not going to act on it today. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll make the motion to allow the hearing for this gentleman.
Okay. All those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, it's unanimous.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, for the record, Kelly Hepper, Secretary of Game, Fish and Parks. And thank you, committee, for your flexibility. We appreciate it. Both commissioners are here today, and we're going to take a little opportunity to spend some time in our office and kind of lay out the schedule coming up and some of the non-controversial issues we have to deal with, like refuge plans and deer plans, et cetera, coming up next week. But we're here to rise up support again of Mr. Bob Whitmire. Mr. Whitmire owns a farm southwest of Webster. He's been actively involved in that whole area for many, many years. And one of the things I noticed, I read an article that he has quoted, and it's very obvious that he supports completely what the governor's trying to do as far as the Second Century Initiative, looking at sustainable habitat for our kids, and we certainly welcome that. Mr. Whitmire, if it doesn't do well at his job, he can fall back. He has a mechanical engineering degree from South Dakota State University, so that's excellent. It's always nice to bring that thought process into the commission. The other thing that Ms. Whitmire was very involved with is non-meandering waters, and I know he's shown some interest that he certainly could apply his skills in that if it comes up. And, you know, for the sake of all of us, I hope that actually doesn't come up again, Mr. Whitmire, with all fairness. But we certainly appreciate that ability to come out of the Northwest. So, once again, you know, as you said very well, and committee members, it's a thankless job doing this, and we certainly appreciate the effort of, you know, somebody who's committed a long-time producer. He'll take time away from his family, his wife at 29 years, and his kids, and come spend some time with the commission. So we certainly appreciate it. And when the time does come to vote, Mr. Chairman, I think it'll be on Thursday. We certainly hope you'll support this. Thank you.
Would you like to also bring some testimony?
Thank you, Secretary Upler.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for hearing me today on the appointment. I thank Governor Noem for the appointment and the opportunity.
Would you state your name?
Yes, excuse me. My name is Robert Whitmire from Webster, South Dakota, in the Northeast, up in Day County. And, and I've been here today to address you all, and again, thank you all for the opportunity to be here, and Governor Noem for the appointment. I've had a very wonderful time meeting the secretary and Kevin and all the people many people within the Game Fish and Parks, and they've been a great group. And so when I got this appointment, it was something of a surprise to me, but it's very exciting, and I hope that I can serve and look forward to serving. I've been working off the farm for 24 years as well, and I put in my termination notice last September for April 1, not knowing what that was going to be, but I wanted to serve community, and this opportunity is really filling that, or I hope to. So it's all very exciting to me, so thank you.
Thank you for that. And with that, we won't act on the second appointment until we get that officially assigned to us. So with that, we're going to move on to Senate Bill 183, and it's revised certain provisions regarding buffer strips.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senator Troy Heinert, District 26 in Mission. I believe you have an amendment in front of you.
Would you like us to move that amendment?
Please.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move 183KA.
Senator Klum has moved 183KA. It's been seconded by Senator Youngberg. Any discussion on that?
And if I could speak briefly to the amendment, Mr. Okay. Chair. So, I apologize to the committee for giving you a vehicle bill. We were just out of time, and I was waiting on the language, so we needed to get this drafted. But what 183KA does is it'll make shelter belts the same as riparian buffer strips for tax classification. And it's really about habitat. You know, it's not going to be a huge windfall for producers, but it's going to be something. And, you know, when I got to thinking about when I heard this Second Century Initiative and, you know, all the talk and discussion on habitat, what can we do to help producers maintain their shelter belts or maybe plant new shelter belts? Because we are, you know, we're losing shelter belts, which then affect ground quality, soil quality, water quality, and obviously habitat. So that's where this amendment comes from. That's where the bill comes from.
Any further discussion on the amendment?
Yes, Chair.
Senator Youngberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, is this still a volunteer program?
Correct.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of 183KA, will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 183 is hereby amended.
Mr. Chair, I understand, and I'm a big supporter of this, you know, with the Hog House Amendment. If we want to hold this over till the next committee, I'm fine with that. I don't know if there's anybody from out of town in support of this bill. So if they are from out of town, would you allow that testimony?
Absolutely. So at this time, it's the intention of the chair, because this is a Hog House Amendment, completely new bill before us. I'm going to defer this action on this until Thursday, but if there is someone that has come from out of town that's not able to come back and testify, if you would, you can go ahead and come on forward. If not, we will consider this on Thursday. At this time, we will consider Senate Bill 171 to designate saltwater aquatic farms as agricultural operations. Is there anyone that wishes to speak to the bill?
Mr. Chair, I move to table.
Okay, second.
It's been moved by Senator Klum to table and seconded by Senator Youngberg, and I believe tabling is a non-debatable. So, okay. So at this time, the motion on the floor is to table Senate Bill 171. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Blair.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Cotton.
Aye.
Sohol. Excused. Foster. Heinert?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Kmack?
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
171 is hereby tabled. Okay, at this time, is there any further business to come before the committee?
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Klum, seconded by Senator Youngberg, that we adjourn. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We're adjourned.